Jacqueline, I'm very happy that you made it up here safely, and you're here with your guitar, and excited to play some music here in Grand Marais.
Yeah, I am too.
Is this your first time playing up here at the Gunflint Tavern?
Nope. Actually, I played here probably, but it's been a while. It must be, I would say 7 years or more.
Okay.
Actually, Tony and I did a couple shows up here.
So. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Peterson of Social Animals was also supposed to come up here, but had to be called away to Nashville for some social animal business. But we still have Colleen here today. Are you from Mattawa originally, or what's your backstory?
No, I'm pretty much from Mattawa, cool. Barnum, Minnesota, Mattawa, right. Just a small little town. Moved across the country for a while and then moved back and married my best friend. So Now I'm here.
So how long have you been playing music?
Well, I started about 2003. Started writing, and my first album came out in 2006, and my second album came out in 2011, and now I'm working on my third and going to start recording in January.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a country folk guitar. How do you describe it?
Well, there's a lot of country folk in it, but there's a lot of blues and soul in this, in this lovely Guild Shallow Hollow Body.
Well, let's start off with a song from Wayne Myrie.
Moon chills are creeping on above me since you. Sisters in the hen house, brothers drinking from the still. Mama shakes her finger at me. She says, don't got $2 in cash. I got my lucky Georgia coins. Got grandpa's whiskey and a flask. Oh, that preacher, he's shouting from the treetops. That devil, he is eating all my corn. This guy starts talking about me and says, don't you forget about the Lord. This guy starts talking high above me, says, don't you forget about the Lord. Don't forget about him, oh, yeah. Oh, about the Lord.
Live music here from Colleen Myrie. Real blues woman. Wow, that was fantastic.
Hey, thanks.
Loved it. What was the name of that song?
Don't Forget About the Lord.
Awesome. You can catch her at 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow at the Gunflint Tavern up here from Mattawa, Minnesota. How long have you been writing your own material? And do you remember like the very first song that you ever wrote?
Yep.
What was it?
It was called Rivers Run Dry. Actually, my husband and I wrote that together in 2002. And that was like one of our first ones. My husband has been writing music. He doesn't play shows or anything, but he's a great lyricist. And we've been writing together since 2002. And he's probably been writing a little bit longer than me. And then I do my own stuff as well. But
and if you go online onto YouTube, you can find some videos from our friends at WDSC in the playlist.
Yeah.
From a really cool session that you did with like a full band. Tell me about that. Is that something that happens very often?
Well, it's really fun because I know a lot of musicians in our region. And I sometimes just like to gather certain folks from different bands. And like the Brothers Burn Mountain was playing with me on that one. I have some friends that I also sing in another band called the Holy Hoot Nanners. And I gathered a couple of those guys, Caleb on the keys, and then my friend Jeff. Well, he was just doing harmony, but he plays upright bass with me sometimes. And then my friend Mike Schaefer, during that show, played the upright bass. So I like to gather folks that I know, and if they're willing to play with me, we have a good time.
Yeah. That whole Duluth and kind of Northland music scene seems to be pretty adept at collaborating in all sorts of different configurations and being really good about that.
They really are. They're very helpful, and they want people to be successful. And I think we just love playing together and see what kind of sounds we make. You know, I'm always gathering different folks if they're available.
And I think I remember during that you mentioned Emmylou Harris as being a huge influence.
Yeah.
On you.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of music that you grew up listening to, or is it more?
I did, actually. Yeah. I listened to, my dad was a big, and my mom, traditional country music. We also listened to a lot of 50s rock and roll, but mostly traditional country music. I mean, I was the DJ. I had to go in and do the albums, and my dad would be like, okay, Clean, play that song again. And then when I was young, I started playing the piano, and my dad sold a cow to buy myself a piano when I was 9 years old. And I've been writing music actually when I was nine. So
that's amazing.
That's a little bit of a background that not a lot of people know.
A cow for a piano.
That's right.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
We're talking to Colleen Myrie. She's going to be playing at 8 p.m. at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. Let's do another song.
Okay. This is a newer song that I'm going to be putting on my new album. It's called Slip Away. I'm walking down Past the street poles, past the crown, no one near, making mild, looking for my baby child. Whoa, slip away, slip away, off my doorstep, gone today. Oh, slip away, slip away. I paid the price of love today. Scrambled eggs, black charades, blanket laid out in the shade, muscle car, handlebars, his funky smoke from his cigar. Whoa, slip away, slip away, off my doorstep, on to there. Whoa, slip away, slip away. I paid the price of love today. Hammer sweat, pirouettes, things I cannot soon forget. Slacker eyes, tatten thighs, his morning kiss was his goodbye. Whoa, slip away, slip away, off my doorstep, gone today. Whoa, slip away, slip away, paid the price of love today. Oh. Oh. I'm walking down past the street poles, past the crown, no one near, making mild. I just lost, I just lost my baby child. Oh, oh, oh.
Colleen Myrie here on the air. Check her out at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 8 p.m. She'll also be there tomorrow. Slip Away, a song from an upcoming album. Tell me more about recording that and what's going on with the new record.
Well, my friends, Ryan and Jesse Dermody of the Brothers Burn Mountain has a studio out in Cotton, Minnesota, which is about 40 miles north of Duluth. They have 20 acres in the middle of the woods, and they built the studio, and they built like a small cabin shack to stay in, and it's called Di Armata Studio, and I'm going to be recording with them. I got a few friends from the Holy Hootenanners that are going to be joining me, and then of course Jesse and Ryan is always willing to help with backing me up.
Yeah. That sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And it's very spiritual out there. It's and it's going to be in the winter. So, snow, quiet. It's going to be cool.
How do you write songs? Are you someone who can, like, crank out a lot of songs or really try and dig in and focus on one before moving on to the next?
It used to be where I would just focus on one. But lately, I've had some time now. I took a leave of absence from my job, where so I can just focus on my music. And so now I have more time. So things are kind of cranking out now. And sometimes I'll just start a riff on my guitar or a thought or the piano. And then I start writing from there. I always have to have a picture, like a story in my head, or maybe an atmosphere or something. And I write with that in mind.
I was just going to ask if a lot of your songs, I listened to your 2006 album.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have kind of story arcs to them. Is that something that's important to you? Is that a song has a story with it?
In the beginning of that, yeah.
Yeah.
My husband and I wrote together a lot of storytelling. I think I grew up with a lot of storytelling songs. And I like storytellers. I like listening. I used to love listening to my grandpa. And I like to listen to people, historians kind of thing. And I think that was a big root of those. Some of my songs now have a story to them. Some of them are just kind of gospel-y, bluesy, soul, don't ever cheat on me again kind of thing. You know, I don't know. Or I love you so much, you know, that kind of stuff, where it's not as much as a story.
Can I ask what you were, what was your job before you took the leave of absence?
I work in a special ed department at the Barnum Elementary School as a paraprofessional.
You wouldn't happen to know Kim Monson, would you?
Kim Monson?
Yeah.
Boy, she sounds familiar.
Of the Fish Heads out of Duluth?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I know Kim. Yes, very much so. She's always so nice to me, and what a supporter she is.
Right. I was just saying, because she's another guitarist songwriter who works as a para in Duluth. So it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we get along so well. A little crazy.
Colleen Myrie's here. You can catch her at 8 p.m. at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and tomorrow. And let's do another song.
All right. This one's called Cold Coffee. Cold coffee. Cold coffee will do. Ah, cold coffee. Yeah, cold coffee will do. I'm roll. Yeah, I'm roll. I'll roll a cigarette or two. I just need your time, takes but a minute or minute or two, yeah. Smoke filled, yeah, smoke filled my room. Smoke filled my room. I squint through the evening dew. You better mind yourself, 'cause you'll be on. Girl, you'll be on real soon. You know my man, he'll do. Oh, my man. Yeah, my man, he'll do. Yeah, oh, not much. Oh, not much. Not much more than he has to. Yeah, my sugar's always there, and the chips are down, and I, yeah, when I
feel blue. My sugar's always there.
Live music here from Colleen Myrie, Cold Coffee. That is a song that I can get behind, the message of that one. My coffee's still kind of lukewarm here, but it'll get there eventually. Is that going to be on the new record coming up?
Yep.
Oh, man. You've got me excited for this,
right
for this
on.
Album. Colleen's going to be playing tonight at 8 at the Gunflint Tavern, and she'll also be there tomorrow. Where are some places that you normally play around Mattawa and Duluth area?
Well, I have residencies now, which is so great. Mm-hmm. You know, that just is so helpful. So, like, once a month, the last Wednesday of every month, I'm at Sir Benedict's in Duluth from 5 to 7. I also have another residency across the big pond. Usually, it's kind of changed now, but it's the second Wednesday of the month. And that place is called the Spirit Room in Superior, Wisconsin.
Oh. For like a split second, I thought you were talking about Europe, like the big pond.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, my big pond only consists of the Lake Superior. I've only been across the big, big, big pond once in my life. Yeah. Anyways, so, trying to go over there again, though. I sure would love to do a Europe tour, man.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
They love American blues over there so much. So Spirit Room, that was the name of the place in Superior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got great food, and they have, oh, man, the people that work there are so kind. And then Ursa Minor, I just played there. That's another brewery that popped up in Duluth. That was really fun. And then whatever will take me, like the Blacklist, Duluth. Anyways, as much as I can play in Duluth, wherever. And then I've been playing in Virginia a lot. Okay. They kind of adopted me there in their IROMA, their Iron Range Original Music Association. Hmm. And I play a lot there and in Grand Rapids. Hopefully more. I'm going to be back up in Grand Marais, I think February. Sorry, I don't have my phone on me to look, and I had it memorized. I'm old. Anyways, is it the Voyager Brewery?
Yeah, right up here.
Yep, and so I'm starting to branch out more, and I'm trying to get now down to more like the southern Wisconsin, Iowa, Winona, La Crosse, you know, it's just places like that, and try to do some loops.
Where's the farthest that you've gone?
I did a tour in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I started in Iowa. Dubuque, Iowa, and then Des Moines. I did a radio show, and then I did a little tour out in Colorado. That was in 2012.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm ready to go back out there again.
Yeah, and with the new album, it'll be a perfect time,
right?
For something like that.
That's why there's a need for this to come out.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a title for the new album yet?
No.
Okay.
yeah, I had this idea of boss mama. You know, I want to be like one of those strong women, but I don't know if that'll roll.
I think you've already got it with your voice. Did you take voice lessons, or have you just like developed this?
You know what? I think I've developed this more. The older I'm getting, like Ray Charles says, you know, when you hit 50, that's when your voice has really become something, because you have a story to tell in your voice. I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm not quite 50 yet, but where was I going with this?
Being a boss mama.
Oh, being a boss mama. Yeah. I think it's just become more bluesy. I actually was at St. Scholastica. Do you know William Bastion? He's this amazing tenor from Duluth at St. Scholastica. And at that time, he was the vocal teacher there. And I took a couple years of lessons with him. So I still use the things that he taught me, like to warm up my vocals and use my diaphragm instead of your lungs and stuff like that. He was a big guy. Yeah.
Things you learned in school and kept with you.
I did.
It doesn't feel like there's many things that retain, but it's good that you still are able to use that then.
Yeah, because it's real helpful stuff. I think that's why my range can be down here to up there. If everywhere. Like you radio folks can see where my hands are.
I think they got it. Okay. Well, it comes across perfectly in your music. I'm really blown away by your sound and your guitar work, and it's all very hypnotic and really cool. So thank you for gracing us today with the performance. I think we can do one more here.
Yeah, I just want to tune this real quick, and right. I'm really excited because I'm tuning down. And anyways, I'm just real excited to be back in Grand Marais.
Just in time for winter to hit.
Right? So while I'm tuning, my husband told me to tell a joke. So I'm going to tell a joke real quick. What did the zero say to the number 8? Nice belt.
I love that one so much.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
That one I've been saying for
years. But it never gets old.
No. My son told me that back when he was in second grade, and he's a junior in high school now, and I love that one. Okay, I'm tuned. Hopefully.
Better watch. she stares through blankly at the new shame that she has found. Billy's probably drinking warm beer. Happens morning, noon, and night. Beer's a burning, yeah, too good for him. Drop the shades and spark the swiftly to that bend beyond the ash. I see the flicker of light in that old shack. Yeah, raise that shotgun to my shoulder. I ain't gonna miss. Oh, there's that shotgun.
Colleen Myrie with one more here. What was the name of that one?
Shotgun to My Shoulder.
Oh, man. That, I really am excited for this album. You got to give me a copy when it comes out because yes. It's, I'm loving this. Colleen Myrie is playing at 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow at the Gunflint Tavern. Thank you so much for coming on. This was wonderful.
Thanks so much for having me. This is great.
Thank you. We'll get you again up here next time as well.
Please.